You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL at night.
Welcome back to KSL at night. You are with Taylor Morgan and Adam Gardner. Adam, we now have the distinct pleasure of welcoming into the KSL at night studio and in the flesh, Boyd Matheson, none other than Boyd Matheson of Inside Sources, every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on KSL News Radio. Boyd, we're so excited to have you here on the show to talk about some very important developments in Congress.
Yeah, a lot of things going on. Actually, some things did go on in Congress, which is a little shift from what we've seen over the last little while.
It seems like people can get along when they need to. Boyd, really appreciate your insights here. Congress, especially the House passed four major pieces of legislation. Politico is calling it a behemoth, $95 billion. Let's just kind of go through that list. Ukraine, $60 billion. Israel, $23 billion. Taiwan and Indo-Pacific security, $15 billion. And, of course, the TikTok divestment and seizing some Russian assets. So maybe that's how we pay for some of this. This was really bipartisan. I'm looking at some of the vote totals here. 311 votes in the House, 366, 385, 360. You just don't see these kind of vote totals nowadays, do you?
No, you don't. You don't see that very often, almost never in these days. And it's so interesting from a process standpoint. So if we kind of set aside whether you think it's a good idea or bad idea for each of those individual bills, the process thing is fascinating to me. And I actually think on Wednesday last week, in fact, Taylor and I talked about this in the hall, that Speaker Mike Johnson became the Speaker of the House on Wednesday of last week. When he rolled these four pieces of legislation out and said, this is the right thing to do in my mind, and this is what the Speaker of the House should do, and if it costs me my job, so be it. And I think at that moment on Wednesday night, he became the Speaker of the House. I actually think he got stronger over the weekend, despite the threats from some of those in the party, because he did the process. And because of that, these numbers are astronomical. And I actually think the numbers are bigger. And Adam, you know this from your time in D.C., that there are those who kind of watch the vote. And as soon as you don't need my vote, I'm going to vote no.
I'm going to flip.
And so I think these numbers are actually a little low. I think there were actually more who would have voted it. The people who vote no, but pray for yes.
Well, Boyd, you interviewed Speaker Mike Johnson on your show just a couple weeks ago, a week and a half ago. Listeners, you can actually go and listen to that show as well as any other prior recorded show here on KSL News Radio. You can find those at kslpodcast.com after the show has been aired. Listeners, you want to make sure you go listen to Boyd Matheson's interview on Inside Sources with Speaker Mike Johnson. Congresswoman Celeste Malloy also participated. And Boyd, I have to say, I feel like Speaker Johnson is taking your advice. This is something you've been talking about for years when it comes to process and bipartisanship. And what I want to ask you about is the fact that these big four bills, right, that Adam mentioned, the funding for, we're talking Ukraine, Indo-Pacific, TikTok, four big items that were all separate bills.
Yeah.
I think that's really huge. Tell us about why you think that's important.
Yeah, I think one of the most important things that the speaker did was rather than having one big thousands and thousands of page bill that nobody reads and everybody's frustrated with, it makes it so easy to vote no. It's like, well, I love this, I love that, but man, there's no way I can swallow that pill, so I'm out. It makes it really easy. But by making each of those very focused, he allowed the members of his caucus who wanted to vote for Israel but against Ukraine, they could do that. And that's the way it's supposed to be. I'm really a proponent of we should have single subject bills, none of this extraneous stuff that makes it easier to vote no and prevent good pieces from moving through.
And that's typically been the norm for Congress for as long as I can remember. What has changed other than Speaker Mike Johnson? Is it just that he's doing things differently?
He is choosing to do it different because he is one of the few that we've seen in a long time who is more concerned about doing what's right, what he feels is right. He's not saying he's right every time. He's saying, but this is what I feel is right. And because of that, he's willing to lose his job. Most of the battles in Washington are not left and right battles.
Right.
It's those in power and everyone else. And what we have to remember is when there's gridlock, it preserves the status quo. It keeps those in power in power. And I have always said, before you vote for any candidate at any level, you should ask the question, would they be willing to lose their job to do the right thing? And Mike Johnson is saying, I'm going to do the right thing. And if it costs me my job, I'm okay with that.
Well, this could be confusing to some listeners. It was to me at the beginning. He could lose his job for bringing something up for a vote.
Yeah.
He's not saying if we pass this bill, like we should pass this bill and I may lose my speakership over it. He just said, we're bringing these up for a vote.
Yeah.
Why are there consequences from his own side of the aisle for bringing something up for a vote?
Exactly. It's process, process, process. The process matters. That's why the founders laid it out the way they did. I thought it was interesting over the weekend. Former Speaker Newt Gingrich came out very strong and saying what Mike Johnson is doing is the job of the speaker.
Yeah.
That is the job. And so don't condemn him because he's doing the job. It's the only way you actually gain any kind of momentum. I also thought it was interesting some of the comments around the fact that if you want better legislation, this is the way to do it.
Yeah.
Not hold out and do these all or nothing things.
Well, better legislation and more accountability to the voters. Because
and transparency.
Voters can hold their representatives accountable for how they vote on key issues rather than confusing it all in one giant omnibus bill and playing politics with the process. I want to ask specifically, Boyd, about this aid to Ukraine, $60 billion.
Yeah.
Why is this so important and why is it so urgently needed now?
Well, I think what Speaker Johnson said is right. He believes Vladimir Putin and he believes President Xi of China. That their motives and their incentives and their design for Vladimir Putin, he's going to take Ukraine and he's going to keep going. President Xi in China is going to bring Taiwan back into the motherland. And he believes them. And so saying, look, we need to do this. And at the same time, this is not just throwing money at Ukraine. Most of this money is going to be spent in the U.S.
Yeah.
It's going to be replenishing our own stockpiles, upgrading our own systems, giving them sort of the what we've used before stuff.
Yeah.
So there's actually a lot of positives to that as well.
Yeah.
It's really been kind of beneficial. I went to Ukraine last year.
Yeah.
And we saw some of the war-torn areas of Ukraine, which was really, really humbling. One of the interesting things was the United States saw this as kind of a boon, but I guess it's probably the wrong word. It was advantageous because of what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. There's different types of technology and weapon systems that can be used in Ukraine that we don't know how they work.
Right.
We don't know how they work in on a battlefield against what type of tank, against drones. And we kind of get to see that play out without any of our soldiers, anyone from the United States dying.
Yeah, I think that's part of what Speaker Johnson mentioned as well, that he would much rather send bombs and bullets to Ukraine than American soldiers and boots on the ground. And we do have to recognize that thugs and bad guys and dictators are usually very transparent.
Yeah.
They usually tell you what they're going to do and then they do it.
And
so we have to have that ability to say, nope, this does matter. This is important. And I think this is an important message, not just for our allies. It's also the message that it sends to our enemies and our adversaries.
That is exactly where I wanted to go, Boyd, because you mentioned thugs and bullies. And I have been very frustrated over the past year because we have allowed these proxy wars to take place. We haven't fully supported our allies. And I've had this sense of frustration that we're going to bury our heads in the sand and let, you know, Russia, China, and Iran, you know, take advantage of our just not participating on the global stage. Does the action by Congress, do you think that changes the equation? Does this change how our allies and our enemies perceive us?
Yeah, no question about it. I think it's a big message to Vladimir Putin and President Xi of China. I think it also is important for Ukraine and for Israel to say, hey, the U.S. said they'd be with us and they're with us. And that's always going to be a question. I think the big challenge for the administration, the Biden administration, has really had this philosophy of de-escalation at any cost.
Yeah.
And sometimes that ends up getting things a little bit worse. And you have to remember that hope is important in all of this. Hope is not a strategy, and the votes and the dollars and the assets being moved to our allies shows that there is some strategy there, not just hoping that things are going to be okay.
Yeah, definitely deterrence through that strength, right? Well, coming up next, listeners, we are going to talk about the other piece of this, Boyd, and that is TikTok. Speaking of thugs and bullies in China, we have to talk about that. We'll do that next. First, Boyd Matheson, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be
listeners,
with you. Adam, well done.
Tune in to Boyd 1 to 3 p.m. every weekday here on KSL News Radio. TikTok is up next.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.